Good afternoon, Wrangell. This is Jamie Roberts from the Emergency Operations Center with your weekly COVID update. We'll start with the local case count. The total number of Wrangell cases to date are 19. We currently have two active cases that are in isolation. The case count for the entire state of Alaska is 6,790 cases to date. That's an increase of 630 cases from last week. To date, 245 people have required hospitalization. That includes 20 new hospitalizations over the last week. To date, 42 people have died. Three of those deaths have occurred during the last week. For more data, you can visit the COVID Data Hub at covid19.alaska.gov. Each Wednesday, the Department of Health and Social Services releases a weekly case count summary that gives the highlights from the previous week, as well as information on the communities affected, the current regional alert levels, the distribution of cases by age, gender, race, and ethnicity, hospitalizations and hospital capacity, and testing data. You can sign up to receive these updates or just view them at covid19.alaska.gov. Just scroll down the page to the COVID-19 news section and click on DHSS Media and Communications. The following highlights were included in this week's case count summary for the state. The largest increases in cases continue to be in Alaskans aged 20 to 29. Most Alaskans get the virus from someone they work, socialize, or go to school with. Many Alaskans who are diagnosed with COVID-19 report that they went to social gatherings, community events, church services, and other social venues while they were contagious, but before they knew they had the virus. Many cases do not have a clear source, meaning that contact tracers have not been able to identify where the person got the virus. This could mean that there are cases in our communities that we do not know about. Anyone with even one new symptom of COVID-19, fever, chills, cough, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, fatigue, muscle aches, body aches, headache, new loss of taste or smell, sore throat, congestion, runny nose, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, even if it is mild, should get tested for COVID-19. Tests are most accurate in the first few days of symptoms, and if the test is positive, getting tested right away helps the contact tracers move as quickly as possible. The Search COVID-19 hotline is now available 7 days a week from 8 to 5 at 907-966-8799. Community asymptomatic testing continues to be available every Saturday and Sunday at the Search Clinic parking lot from 11 to 3. Test results are currently being received within 3 days or less. On Thursday, September 10th, the governor will be hosting a virtual town hall. This is an opportunity to ask questions about the data, science, or detailed medical information related to COVID-19 in Alaska. The panel will include DHSS Commissioner Adam Crum, Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ann Zink, and Chief Epidemiologist Dr. Joe McLaughlin. It will be streamed on the governor's Facebook page and also on live stream. You can find information about the link on the City and Borough's Facebook page. It also includes a spot where you can submit your questions for the town hall. And lastly, Governor Dunleavy has proclaimed September as Suicide Prevention Month in Alaska. In a recent statement, the governor says, "Alaska's suicide rate is 2 times higher than the national rate. We must work together to turn these numbers around. We must have the courage to talk with those who are struggling and support them in their time of need. Never let a moment pass to reach out to a friend or loved one who might need a word of encouragement. The Alaska Care Line at 1-877-266-4357 is available 24/7 for Alaskans who need immediate help and support. And if you have any questions, concerns, or suggestions, please reach out to the Wrangell COVID hotline at 874-2684. Take care, Wrangell.